She was breathtaking. He suddenly felt the need to pick his tongue up off the floor and roll it back into his mouth.
"You're not going to make this easy on me, are you?"
he asked, his voice hoarse. She smiled mischievously.
"Should I?"
Transfixed by her, he couldn't move as she approached him.
"Aren't you a bit overdressed?"
Before he could respond, she grabbed the bottom of his shirt and pulled it off, over his head. After dropping it to the floor, she reached out and placed her hand on his chest, just above his heart. In that moment, she was the most beautiful woman in the world to him. Not even his mother's beauty could compete with hers. Julian stood as still as a statue as she ran her hands over his skin, raising chills all the way through him. No, she wasn't going to make this easy at all. He felt her fumble with his button and fly.
"Grace,"
he said, pulling her hands away.
"Hmm?"
she asked, her eyes dark with hunger.
"Never mind."
She left him and climbed into the bed. Julian sucked his breath in sharply at the sight of her bare bottom through the sheer negligee. She lay down on her side and faced him. Shedding his pants, he joined her. As he rolled her onto her back, her gown parted, gifting him with her right breast. Julian availed himself of it.
"Oh, Julian,"
she moaned. He felt her quivering under him as he swirled his tongue around the taut peak. His body was a liquid fire as it screamed in need for hers, but it wasn't just her body he wanted. He wanted her. And leaving her was going to destroy him. Julian swallowed as he pulled away. He had waited an eternity for this night, an eternity for this woman. Tenderly, he brushed his hand over her face, committing every pore and curve of it to memory. His precious Grace. He would never forget her. His soul weeping for what he was about to do to her, he parted her thighs with his knees. Involuntarily, he shook with the force of how good she felt lying beneath him as their bare skin touched. And then he made the mistake of looking into her eyes. The sorrow there took his breath.
"You never had anything in your life you didn't steal from someone else."
Julian tensed at the sound of Iason's voice in his head. The last thing he wanted was to take from the woman who had given him so much.
"How can I do this to her?"
"What are you waiting for?"
she asked. Julian didn't know. All he knew was that he couldn't tear his gaze away from her sad, gray eyes. Eyes that would cry if he used her and left. Eyes that would cry in happiness if he stayed. But if he stayed, his family would destroy her. And in that moment, he knew what he had to do. Grace wrapped her legs around his waist.
"Julian, hurry. We're running out of time."
He didn't speak. He couldn't. In truth, he didn't trust himself to speak for fear he would change his mind. Over the centuries, he had been so many things: an orphan, a thief, husband, father, hero, legend, and finally, a slave.